From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president-elect embarks on his thank you tour. U.S. president-elect Donald Trump begins what he's calling his thank you tour today with a campaign-style rally in Cincinnati, Ohio. That will take place hours after he appears in Indiana, touting an agreement with air conditioner maker Carrier to keep about 1,000 jobs there.
In Indiana, Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence are due to visit Carrier's plant in Indianapolis and give a more formal announcement of the deal to keep jobs in the Midwestern state instead of moving them to Mexico. Trump transition team member Anthony Scaramucci says it's an example of the president-elect's economic policies at work.
If you keep 1,000 jobs for the Carrier Corporation and you leave them in Indiana, well, that's an increase, or at least not a decrease, in your tax base. So the idea here is to use the tax policy to create more middle-class jobs and to create wage growth for the working class.
In a statement Wednesday, the company said factors in its decision to stay included financial incentives from Indiana and a promise from the incoming Trump administration to, quote, create an improved, more competitive U.S. business climate. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. allies in East Asia Thursday welcomed the incrementally tougher sanctions imposed on North Korea by the U.N. Security Council, but few in the region expect these new measures to deter the Kim Jong-un government. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe put out a statement of support for the new council resolution, saying it reflects the international community's intention to take tough measures that are in a completely different dimension from past ones. The South Korean government urged North Korea to heed the international community's warning and halt its programs.